So you're glad to be here? Amen. There's one desire I have for tonight. I don't know, I'm just risen. I'm very hungry for the anointing. I don't want anybody in this place to resist or limit that. May God be with you if you do that, but I'm hungry for this anointing. Say with me, a hunger. Listen, there's a way, and this is what I wanted to get in tonight, just short, and then we're going to pray for you, we're going to lay hands on you. And but listen, say with me, spiritual world. Say with me, the realm of the spirit. There's people that think they know how it works, and then there's then they don't, and there's people who do know how it works. But I want to share with you something. I want to get to a place. There are too many, if I can say it like that, unspiritual spirituals in high spiritual positions. What I mean by that is that, you know, my heart breaks when I look at the church, or as a institution, if I can say it like that, as the church as whole, and the spirit of religion that suffocates people. They cannot have a relationship with God because religion suffocates them to a place of works. One thing we have learned or heard from a lot of testimonies, people that have been in this place, ministers that have been in this place, tell us that the incredible freedom they sense when they are here. You know, religion will suffocate. Are you guys with me? Religion will suffocate, and this is not a religious church. My desire is for every person to have a personal relationship, intimate relationship with God. There's no way you'll make this life in Christianity without an intimate relationship. Say with me, relationships generates power. Say it with me, say relationships generates power. In the same way with God, my relationship with God will generate the power that is in my life. Are you guys with me? Say with me, the spiritual realm. I'm praying that tonight that our eyes will be open, and I'm going to share something with you. I want you to be open with this. Listen, don't be like a dead Christian somewhere. You can go around the corner to another church. If they do for that. I want you, once we get into this, I want your spirits to be open. I want you to receive revelation. Are you guys with me? Put me on the screen. Go, let's start off with, I think it is Ephesians. Let me just see where. Ephesians. Ephesians 1 verse 15. Lavros kete. Ephesians 1 verse 15. I want you just to read a verse that Paul says here. Listen to this. In the book of Ephesians, he says, "Therefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all the saints." Next verse. "Do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So Paul is saying, I'm praying the following prayer for you. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Say with you, revelation in the knowledge of him. That means that there is a spirit of revelation. Are you guys with me? Spirit of revelation, meaning that you have many manifold, or let me say varieties of the Holy Spirit himself. So you have the Holy Spirit that is manifested in different ways. He has different sides. Are you guys with me? The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter number 11, verse number 2. But there's one aspect that Isaiah doesn't speak about. It's the spirit of revelation. Are you guys with me? And I'm not going to go to Isaiah right now, but it speaks of seven, we call it the seven spirits of God, the Holy Spirit with seven different faces, if I can say it like that, sides. But one of them that it doesn't mention is the spirit of revelation. So through revelation, it's the word apocalypsis, which means that when you receive revelation, that your eyes suddenly begin to open. You see something that you've never seen before. Are you guys with me? Please, okay. It's like you can read the Bible, and you've always read that verse. But now when you read that verse, it like jumps out alive to you, and it's like God is speaking to you. Or you get a revelation, all of a sudden God is speaking to you in your heart about the importance, whether it is fasting or prayer. But a hunger comes in. It is an opening of the eyes. Religion closes the eyes. Are you guys with me? Religion places a veil upon our lives. Listen. When I preached, the most difficult thing was in the beginning of the church when we just started, was, and it happens sometimes during conferences, you have a lot of people coming in, visitors, and we call it a veil. Listen, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter number 3, verse number 16, he said, "For we have beholden with an unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord." Say with me, an unveiled face. Sometimes you can look into people's eyes. I don't know, the only way I can explain it, if you've talked to somebody and you can see like they're not interested. How many of you have spoken to somebody and it's like they're looking out there? It's a veil. Now, in the natural, that conversation can be done in the spirit. You can have somebody sitting in a church. The enemy places a veil over their eyes and they do not receive one word. Are you guys with me? Revelation pierces that veil. It is not, listen, it is not charismatic church, or if we say we are, you know, we're doing the gifts of the church. No. Listen, it is revelation. It is not whether the church lays hands, whether they even move in power. The question is, what is the level of revelation? I don't know if you, listen. I want you to understand. This is one of the first things. We're going to speak about the spiritual world, like I said, and you'll see how we will do it. But one of the first things that that happens when you have an encounter with God, when you enter into the realm of the spirit, what I mean by that, the Bible says we do not walk according to the flesh, but we walk in the spirit. We walk in love. Many Christians have a saying. They say, you know, last week I was walking in the spirit. I was praying. I was fasting. They do not understand. I don't know. They apply it to a certain thing that we must do. But listen. Let me get to this verse. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation, the knowledge of Him. Next verse. That the eyes, say with me, eyes of your understanding, which is your mind, being enlightened, being opened. Are you guys with me? Receiving light, if I can say it like that. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints. He said, listen, I want your eyes to be opened with light. Say with your light. Revelation brings light. It opens the eyes that you have in your spirit. This morning we spoke about the heart, the condition of a heart. And there's something that I didn't say, is that your heart has eyes, has ears. Your heart has, the Bible says it's the inner man. He has eyes, ears, a mouth. Your heart can hear, can see. Your heart can talk. Jesus would perceive the thoughts of the Pharisees that they had in their hearts. Are you guys with me? They perceived the thoughts they had in their hearts. He would sit around the Pharisees or the Sadducees, and the Bible says they thought within themselves. They thought in their hearts, if this is a prophet, will he walk this way? Well, it is amazing that Jesus would sit. He comes in into the house of Simon the leper. And the Bible says that he sat down in the house of Simon the leper. It's a leper. Are you guys with me? Jesus is sitting, but the Greek word for that sitting means to lounge, to, how can I say it? What is those chairs? To recline. And put your feet on the table. That's what it means in the Greek. And Jesus was comfortable in the midst of sinners. Are you guys with me? Any church that is against, if I can say it like that, sin or sinners. And I'm not speaking of it. I'm not saying we must allow sin. But whenever you look at Jesus, you would see Him hanging out with sinners. They would flock around Him. He would recline, lounge, which means that He could relax in the presence of sinners. It is by demonstration of power, so the power, that God changes the hearts of people. The Bible says, in the day of His power, the people's hearts become willing to serve. It is in the day of power that people's hearts are changed, when they see the power of God. Are you guys with me? I want to get back to where I want to go to. Ephesians 1. We can keep it there on the board. Say with me, spiritual eyes. I want you, and tonight will I get an understanding of this. Tonight you'll see this and you'll understand this. Just close your eyes. Lift your hands to me and just close your eyes. Wherever you are. Say, Holy Spirit, I receive power tonight. May the anointing be in this place and touch my heart, touch my life. I submit it to you in Jesus' name. I submit my life to you in every area in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, this prayer for me is for you tonight, and we're going to lay hands on you and pray that your eyes may be opened in the realm of the Spirit. What do I mean by that? Many people say, when they can come into, they go into their houses, and I get emails, messages, or they'll say, we call it house cleansing, and it's okay. But all they see is demons. Are you guys with me? And all they attract is demons. All they see when they get into the house, I need to anoint my house, or they walk into somebody else's house, I sense demons in this house. Listen, the same way, demons are attracted by being aware of them. Angels are attracted by being aware of them. I'm going to explain it to you just, and I'll take it out of scripture for you. I want to explain to you the two different levels. There's four. We'll get into the other two next week, but there's two levels that I want to touch on of difference of sight. So if it's sight, go with me to Daniel chapter number 7. Put it on the screen for me. Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 1. Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 1. Let me just see if that is the one. And I'm going to go quickly through this. I want you just to catch this. Yes. Okay, listen. If I want to explain the difference between going into the Spirit, staying in the natural, why am I sharing this stuff? I don't know. You know, some of the stuff you can't even talk to people when they're close to you. I don't know if the church is ready for it. I don't know. So, many people say they have visions and they have dreams and they don't know what they're talking about. And I want to explain to you the difference of a level here. Listen, I know that for fun, we would go hunting, or let's say if we don't hunt animals, if we shoot birds, you know, we would shoot a bird. Sometimes you eat the bird, but if you miss the bird, you will see that something happens. And I'm going to use this as an explanation. You'll see a bird get into the air and fly away. If you shoot an animal runs. But the bird has the capacity to go from being on the floor to getting into the air. It's another state of being. Are you guys with me? Faith is a state of being, meaning I can decide to have faith now, or I can decide not to have faith. I can decide to walk, or I can decide to run. A bird can escape a bullet because it can suddenly sense something or hear something, change its state of being, and begin to fly. When you as a Christian can change, so if I can say it like this, a bird has the ability to change from the natural into the spiritual realm. With an instant. Christians think, I have to pray for 8 hours, I have to fast for 21 days, I have to do this, and then maybe I can walk in the Spirit. Listen, to walk in the Spirit is to walk in love. That is it. You were in the church that when we had a conference, and by the waving of your hands, I said to you, there'll be angels here. People said to us, they physically felt things pulling them like this while they're worshiping God. And we're not a flaky church. We don't say worship angels, do this stuff. But there's a reality to the kingdom of God. There's a reality to the realm of the Spirit. That if you understand, the thing is, a lot of times we look at the natural and we get fearful and afraid because we don't know what is in the Spirit or who is behind us. Elisha said to his servant says, my master, the enemies are surrounding all around us. He said, Lord, open my servant's eyes that he may see. And the Bible says that when his eyes was opened, he saw armies of God all around, chariots of angels and fire surrounding Elijah. And the Bible says that when his eyes was opened, that Elijah said, open his eyes that he may see that those who are for us are far more greater than those who are against us. When you have the ability to open up your eyes, you will know that even if you lose your job, the angels, the presence of God, the kingdom of God that is behind you, that is for you, is far more greater. If one angel can kill and destroy 180,000 people in one night, and the Bible says that Jesus was on the cross and said, don't you think I can ask of my Father right now to present to me, say with me, present, 12 legions of angels. The word present means to just put them there and say, there you go. You must now speak and activate them. Jesus never said, my Father will send the angels and let them do stuff. No. That can't I just speak a word and that my Father will now present to me 12 legions of angels. That is at my command. And Jesus said, you will do greater works than what I did. Are you guys with me? There's a level of seeing, of sight. There's a realm of sight that is available. And listen, this is not only exclusive to some. When the Bible says that we shall walk in the Spirit, it doesn't say pastors or evangelists or prophets or apostles. Are you guys with me? Believers will walk in the Spirit. You will be able to go to unbelievers, say to them, I see this name, or I see this person, or I see this. I will be able to, you demonstrate power. Otherwise, Christianity without power is nothing but a dead religion or a dead science. I'm going to say it again. Christianity without power is nothing but dead science. It is time that we represent God well. People go out there, we're like religious. We cannot represent God. We beg them to come to church. We cannot demonstrate Him. Listen, I want it to be importation. That you do much more than what I've done, that I have done, that I can even do. But that you can walk out this place, lay hands on people, cast out devils, do deliverances, healing, lay your hands on the sick and healed. But you have to understand who is behind you in the realm of the Spirit. The armies of God that is for you. That they are far greater than those who are against you. Go with me to Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 1. Listen to this. In the first year of Belshazzar, king of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head. And while on his bed, then he wrote down the dream, telling the main facts. The word vision there is what we say. Say with me, Hazon. Go with me to Daniel chapter number 8, verse number 1. In the third year of the reign of King Belshazzar, a vision appeared to me, Daniel, after the one that appeared to me the first time. He says, listen, in the third year, a vision appeared to me. The vision there is Hazon. This is the next chapter. Say with me, Hazon. Go with me to Daniel chapter number 9. Verse number 1. Let's see. In the first year, he goes on, of Darius, the son of Oshas, of the lineage of the Medes, was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Go to verse 21. This is now the next chapter. Eh? Daniel 9, verse 21. Yet, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, who is an angel, whom I had seen in the vision, Hazon, say with me, Hazon. At the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, we preached to you on this when we spoke on angels, reached me about the time of the evening offering. But say with me, Hazon. It'll make sense now. Go with me to Daniel chapter number 10, verse number 1. Next chapter. Daniel 10, verse 1. He says, in the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a message was revealed to Daniel, whose name was called Belshazzar. The message was true, but the appointed time was long. And he understood the message, and he had understanding of the vision. Say with me, vision. Here the vision was Hazon in chapter number 7. Hazon in chapter number 8. Hazon in chapter number 9. When we get to chapter number 10, the word vision is now changed in the Hebrew to Mara. Are you guys with me? A Mara level is when, listen, let me say it like this. Let me explain to you Hazon so that you can explain how to, for your eyes to be open in the realm of the Spirit. Hazon is, if you understand the Hebrew of that word, vision. It is not, there are different levels of visions. People think they have to, everything has to go away and they have to see a vision. No, that's a different level. Then people think I must see it over what I see now. Again, it's another level. The word speaks of when Daniel said, I was on my bed. The king Nebuchadnezzar was on his bed having visions and thoughts in his head. That's rayon. That's the thoughts of God. That speaks of the year of the future, of the days to come. Are you guys with me? But then Hazon is a realm of vision where you are talking to somebody or you're in a service, but there's just something in you that know that there's an angel standing next to this person. You cannot see it. You cannot hear it. You just know it. Are you guys with me? It's from your spirit. It's like you just know something about somebody. It's the spirit of God. The only problem is that we limit and hinder the flesh, and we hinder the spirit by living in the flesh, and we can no longer follow the leadings of our knower. Say with me, my knower. It's your spirit. It is that which is inside of you. It is so. It's like hazon. When the Bible says that Daniel had a vision, had a hazon, it means that nobody else was seeing it. Only he was seeing it in his spirit. He felt it. He knowed it. Are you guys with me? That is how he moved. Then 7, 8, 9. Hazon, hazon, hazon. Daniel chapter number 10. Suddenly the word is changed to Mara, M-A-R-A. Which means the word Mara means that it's coming from the spiritual into the physical. When Daniel had the vision in Daniel chapter number 10, which is Mara, if you carry on reading, you would say that the people around him fell as they were dead. But he alone had the vision, and the people around him fell as they were dead, and they stood up. They saw what was happening. They saw the power, but they couldn't see exactly what Daniel was seeing. When you have a Mara, people around you will feel it. When you have a zone, it is just a perception. Are you guys with me? We are in the conference, and if you were here, I think it was Monday night or something like that. I can't remember. But Monday night, I had testimony after testimony. People said they felt things moving past them like this. And you can raise your hand if you had that. They felt things moving like this. They felt things pulling on their clothes like this. I was on the stage, and I was lying my face, and we were worshiping. And I heard a voice behind me with a strange sound, like talking, screaming. And we went on the audio recording. We'll release it in the right time. It's on the audio recording. Angels were saturated in this place. The reality of angels, if you can understand who is for you, you will know that they are far greater than those who are against you. Are you guys with me? Say with me, power. When you see, when you have revelation and you see, that's what gives you power. When an angel visited me and told me to plant the church, that in 1 year, now we're going to 3 services, that in 1 year, that was what that had, that revelation that I had when an angel came and walked right next to me. It gave me power to do what God said me to do. Some people think God is telling them something, and there's no power backing up. Are you guys with me? So we see Daniel had hazon, hazon, hazon. All of a sudden, it developed into Mara. You don't just go into Mara. You grow into it. It is levels. Are you guys with me? Okay, let's see. Listen. Say with him, Mara. Say, I want to receive a Mara. When you look at men of God, generals in the Old Testament, if you look at Woodworth Etter, John G. Lake, every one of them operated in a realm where they physically experience God. It's what we call a theophany, where God physically appears to them, whether it is by an angel, whether it is by God himself, but it's physical. You cannot deny that thing. Saint Patrick on Ireland. Did he live on Ireland? Saint Patrick. It is documented. I think he raised 33 people from the dead. Are you guys with me? There's one story. The king sits with him and says, sits with the king of Ireland at that time, or Scotland or somewhere. And this is a documented story. He said, I don't believe in this Christianity stuff. I don't even believe in the raising of dead. And somebody said to the king, there's a man by the name of Saint Patrick that raises the dead. And if you Google him, you'll see they call him the raiser of the dead. And the king got Saint Patrick to him. And Saint Patrick said to him, and the king said, listen, my son has been dead for 6 weeks. He's in the coffin under the ground. So Saint Patrick went and prayed. He walked to the grave, took his stick, wrote his name on the grave. And he said, dig up the coffin. And as they dig it up, the boy was raised from the dead. This is documented. 6 weeks. Now six weeks was early for him. They say, according to documentation, that he would raise somebody from the dead as far as 6 months in Ireland. You have to have Mara, Saudi Mara, to do that. I want Mara to come upon people that you can encounter God. Say with me this word. Say, I receive a Mara level of Christianity upon my life. I want to see God. I want to feel God. I want to encounter Him. In Jesus' name. Amen. Listen. Say with me, Mara. St. Patrick was on the... He was busy with a 40-day water, 40-day fast. They don't say water or whether it was water or no food. And in his, the documents say that he was interrupted by a lady that said his son just got bitten by a snake. And he asked her, and he got upset in his spirit because she interrupted him in his 40-day fasting. And she said to him, and he said, where's the snake? And she said, he went into the bush there. And this is the story. Some say it is a myth. It is documented as the, he's called the raiser of the dead also. And it would say that he would pick up the snake like this on its tail and say to the snake, I, Saint Patrick, banish you of this island. That from this day, there's no snakes on island. Say with him, power. I spoke to you on levels of power. Listen. It is time that we begin to carry power on us. If you want to see an unbeliever get saved, carry power that cannot be touched, that cannot be denied. That when, listen, that even if they visit church, that they know, but wait, there's something different here. It is time that we walk in power. Religion will tell you not to receive. Religion will tell you, but this thing, what is this thing they're doing just with power? You've been too much in religion. Maybe religion, maybe, I don't know. Seventh power. I think we're going to lay hands on everybody. Stand to your feet. Everybody stand to their feet. Stand to their feet. Lavruno mazekete vandieskete bandro doshkete. Lavasekena mandoshkete vandieskete. Just raise your hands to the Lord. Raise your hands. Raise your hands to the Lord. I want to pray that angels come into this place. That the power of God come into this place. And I shared a little bit. Just a few minutes. Hazon to Mara. Meaning that it's levels that we grow in. There's levels that God wants to take you in. Are you guys with me? Just stay with your hands raised. Stay with your hands raised. Lavramuno shakadaravandieskete kedemana. Broska vandre dieskete kedemana. Lebroska vandre dieskete kenema. Rabondorovushe kedevandieskete kenema. Braska vandiele delebedrebiaskete kenema. Lavandre dieskete kenema. Just raise your hands, just wait. Don't sing. Let just your voice come under the hospital. Father, I pray, may our eyes be opened to a spiritual world, to a world that is beyond this world. Every third eye and satanic eye that is open tonight, any person under my voice, I command it, I decree, every satanic eye to be closed. Every eye that has been open in the occult to be closed. May your eye of your understanding open. The eye of your spirit open. That you may know, but wait, the armies of God are surrounding me. When I walk into my house, there's angels surround me. When I go to bed, there's angels stand. Stop thinking that demons are standing around me. No. That when you walk, where you go to work, where you go to school, there's angels around me. When you begin to, listen, as you're standing, how do you create a zone? Let me just explain this. Say with me, awareness. When you become aware, when you just, nobody has to know, you can stand, listen, you can be in a shopping center, say to somebody, there's an angel next to me. They cannot deny it. They cannot say it is accurate. Because it is by your spiritual awareness. When you do that, when you now begin to become aware of the realm of the spirit, things that is around you, it begins to, what we say, manifest from the spiritual realm into the natural realm. Are you guys with me? The way it manifests, number one, you must see it. Number two, you must speak it. Jesus said to the fig tree, he said, he cursed the fig tree. The Bible says he answered the fig tree, which means the fig tree first spoke to him. Then he answered the fig tree. He cursed it. Are you guys with me? I told you the creation, how God created. He sees, then he speaks. The way to bring something from the spiritual into the natural is by seeing it via revelation, speaking it with your mouth in line with the word of God until it comes into manifestation. Our vocabulary, our speaking ability is the only creative ability that is, or let me say like this, the only creative extension that has been given from God towards us. When God spoke and he said, light be, there was light. When he spoke and he said, water separate from the land, he spoke it. Are you guys with me? He gave us the ability to speak. The Bible says when Abraham tested the animals that was brought to him, if you study the Hebrew, the animals were brought to him dead. And Adam would name them and test them. Are you guys with me? Adam named the animals, not God. And when he spoke it, if you study it in the Hebrew, it's like life would come into the animals. And he would say, this one is this. This one is an elephant. Life would come in and it would come into existence. God gave Adam the creative ability, just as he has given it to you right now. A creative ability. If we say and we confess, the Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. So if the Bible says that we can declare these things from weak, strong, poor, rich, why can't I declare when I get into my house that there's angels all around me? That is by that awareness, it comes into manifestation. I pray that tonight God will prove me by coming upon you, by visiting you tonight in this place, that as we lay hands on you, that a hazon will come to you, that your eyes will be opened, that even though anybody else doesn't see it, you speak it, until it comes to a mara. What is a mara? A mara is this. Like I said, your hazon is now you just perceiving, being aware. A mara is this. It's like you're walking, and by your perception, you always know this. You know there's angels around you, but all of a sudden, you walk and you bump into something. You stand and something pulls on you in a service while you're worshiping, and there's no one around you. You stand and a breath blows by your ear like this. I worship. The things of God is real. This is Mara. When you get into this level, that is when you can begin to do the impossible. If you look at St. Patrick, raising people as long as dead as for 6 months. Bone, no more flesh. Are you guys with me? Say with me, power. And this is not somebody that you'll read as a general of God. You have to go Google that thing. It's time that we walk in power. Maria Wood with Etta would have crusades while she was preaching. In a city, 30 kilometers around her, people would begin to be slain in the spirit. Sinners and Christians, just be, or sit, 30 kilometers radius, people will be slain. I think it was Catherine Kuhlman. As she was walking into a crusade, the door was closed. There were too many people, and she went in the back door by the kitchen. And in the kitchen, Muslims and Hindus were working. As she walked in, they began to fall under the power. I was in Reunion Island. I was in Reunion Island, we were ministering, and there we did a 21-day water fast, and I think it was on the 21 day or something. There was so much power. We sit at the restaurant, I'll sit like this with the people. I'll just sit, the power of God is all over me. And you're speaking of a French Roman Catholic country. Are you guys with me? That I'll just sit like this, and then you have so much power, you just move your hand like this. If there's in the two or three people here, get slain right next to you. When I was there, we had something like, listen, there's 300 people here tonight. We had something there like 500 people manifesting, running towards you, wanting to rip your clothes. Power. Say with me, power. It's a believer that fasts, that prays, that studies the word and gets revelation. Are you guys with me? May God set every person free here tonight. May you have hazon. May you have mara. Father, may these people under the sound of my voice tonight, may their eyes be open to the greatness that you have for them. May they encounter your love, not religion. May they encounter your love, not tradition. If there be any church that has hurt them, that showed a face of religion, may you reveal yourself to them tonight. May the eyes of their understanding be enlightened. I command miracles to take place. I pray, I come against every spirit. I come against every force, every satanic spirit. I come against every satanic force. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against every stronghold, every strong man, everything that has been sent to their lives that hinders them from moving forward to you. That this night, in the name of Jesus Christ, it will be broken. That this night, every yoke will be destroyed. Every limitation will be removed. Let the anointing come upon their lives. Use them from this night in a mighty way. Let them see angels. Let them see your glory. As the word says, let the glory of God be seen upon them. Let them encounter your presence. Let them encounter your word, your voice. In the name of Jesus Christ.